Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
With guest Justin Sliva. Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk with guest Justin Sliva about the transactions that we're funding and completing this week.
Exactly.
Welcome, Justin.
Hey, how's it going?
This is like show 13 or 12 or 13, so we got to start.
Yeah.
Guest, it's a little bit more permanent than that.
you need to talk to your script writer.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's me, actually. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. Jermaine. Oh, sorry, Jill, go ahead. I'm totally taking over.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
How much coffee did you have today?
I only had like 2 cups. Maybe that's the problem.
Oh, there we go. Okay, I got 3 things. Whitesnake, MTV, coffee, we'll get into all that.
Yeah. This is going to be a therapy session today.
Totally.
We're going to talk about the 80s and 90s, I can tell.
Okay. Jermaine asks, has anyone sold their land business? If so, please describe the experience. I am curious.
We alluded this to, we danced around this yesterday, but I put this in here intentionally because I'd like to hear what Justin has to say about that, because I know you're all exit strategy driven like we are.
Yeah. I mean, you put together the business in the LLC and you could sell the LLC as an entity and everything that's attached to it, all the assets that's with it. And so it's pretty straightforward if everything's all together. What you run into problems is if you have stuff in your personal name, stuff in your non-LLC name or other LLCs, and you don't have it all tied together in one family. I mean, I have never done it, so I just assume that's how it would be done, though.
I mean, I bought and sold a lot of companies.
Okay.
And I really think what he's asking here and what I'm interested in getting to the bottom of is this attractive to a potential buyer?
Yeah.
You got a bunch of 40-acre properties somewhere. You've got a website up. You've got inbound traffic. You're sold some property. You're buying some property. You're all in the process. You obviously figured out whatever CRM you're using or whatever version of all that is all put together. Mm-hmm. You know, is it sellable or marketable? And is it too tied to our faces?
That's what I don't think
too much tied to like, oh yeah, the only people who can run their business are Steve and Jill.
Well, that would be my fear. I would think that it would be a problem. How can you say, you know, because there's parts of this business that's not a normal franchise kind of setup that you can't just hand throw them the keys and say, you got this, you know, kind of thing. It's the whole, you know, picking a county and pricing the mailers and the talent behind that takes a long time to develop.
Yeah.
So I would say the only way it could work is if somebody has to stay on for a while and run that part of the business. And I guess until they're comfortable and they can train somebody else to do it as well.
I don't know. What do you think, Justin? Yeah.
I think the only way that you'd be able to sell it is what you're saying exactly right, the knowledge base that you were taught. But if you created a business that had, say, I had a client this week that had $80,000 a month or $90,000 a month in cash flow properties coming in. So, and he has $1 million in receivables. So if somebody made an offer on that, they may say, hey, I'll give you $500,000 for your $1 million in receivables. So you're buying that part of the business. But to buy the knowledge that somebody's generated with our business as a land investor, you can't necessarily do that.
Exactly.
So I think it's kind of splitting hairs there. But that's kind of my thoughts on it.
So we talked, I mean, Jill and I talked about this a little bit yesterday, but in every business, there's a cash flow component, like you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call it the income statement. And then there's the balance sheet part where you're just building this entity and eventually can sell it. Think of a manufacturing facility where there's nobody except for the CEO who's kind of just sitting in the back watching everybody do stuff and solving problems. Mm-hmm. There's nobody's face is attached to it. So that's what this business is missing, I think. So hopefully the fact that it's so profitable, like we're not operating on 20% margins here. We're operating on like 198% margins. That'll make up for the fact that that balance sheet component is kind of slightly non-present potentially. Yeah.
No, you're exactly right. No, you're exactly right.
I'm sorry. What? Just kidding.
Just going. You know what?
And you lost me.
You know what else we're talking about? We're getting all these comments. For some reason, recently, in the last couple of weeks, we've gotten comments all over the internet about how Jill and I are just screwing off too much. Aren't you guys ashamed of yourself?
You should show those
Why
to me.
Why do you think you could sit there and have fun and laugh? You're the only two people who really understand the jokes. They're all inside jokes.
Yeah.
Can you just teach us how to buy and sell land, please?
It's worth
it. Yeah.
Wow. I was thinking about that last night. Like everybody, a buddy of mine's on, took vacation during spring break and he's like, oh, I'm just living that land investor lifestyle, you know? And I'm like, it was 9:30 last night and I was going through deals and I'm thinking land investor lifestyle, you know, random time I'm doing it, but we're still going through deals. You have to generate deals to be able to enjoy those quiet times.
Exactly. So,
yeah. Today's topic, Finance Friday with me, Stephen, Jill, and Justin Sliva. This is the meat of the show. So both of you, and not necessarily any order, catch us up on the
deals. I would like to know, Justin, because I since you know the beginning of the year, mm-hmm. fast forward to now, so we're mm-hmm. you know 2.5, almost 3 months in here, mm-hmm. both of us doing deal funding in some way or another. Mm-hmm. I've sensed, and I felt it too, you know, the workload grow, mm-hmm. and I'm really curious how you're doing. And are you getting any sleep? Have you got a good system going now? How's it working out for you?
My second employee just came on.
Wow.
And he's actually based in LA, so I'll probably come out and see y'all here in the next month or two. Come for a couple of days, so I'll swing by and see y'all. But he's actually based out there. He's an intern with the Air Force, and so we brought him on full time as he transitioned back to civilian life. So
Do we know him?
Yeah, he is a Land Academy member.
Was he at one of the events? And I think I know who he is.
He was at Arvin. I don't know. No, you're thinking of his partner.
Okay, got it.
Yep.
Okay. I know the group you're talking about.
Yeah. So for me, I sit here and I'm in kind of awe because I have Beth, who's been with us since December, and she's been knocking it out of the park, and she's MBA, and then he's got a master's from MIT, and I'm sitting here like I'm just a land guy, you know, just trying to figure this out. So it's great to see the talent pool that's coming in, but we're starting to get the load starting to go to them on some of the sections of the business. So it's nice seeing them take ownership and do some of that, and seeing give them a couple tasks and they're handling it. It's automated, and it just comes back on your desk and it's done, and you're like, wow, that was nice. So the deal flow is kind of slowed down this week, but we had some really good profitable properties that we put contracts on. So nice deals on. We had six that we okayed this week, five of them east of the Mississippi, one west of the Mississippi. Biggest margin was a $13,000 contract on a $90,000 property. And then a second was a $50,000 contract on a $180,000 property. So
great.
Nice.
Yeah, good numbers. And then, you know, your regular small ones, a 12 for 35, your 17 for 50, 5 for 16. So some smaller ones. And then an 11 for 30. So right. Yes, just our normal small gamut ones, but it's been crazy. Just been busy.
Right.
So how much equity do you think you and your managers combined will generate this year, ballpark?
If we can keep the money turning, we've seen some slowdown on sales just because of just escrow, just not getting the money back out. Man, I think that we'll probably see somewhere in the $6 to $8 million in equity will generate off market deals when what we paid for it for what it's worth pretty easily. I say that conservatively. Right now we're sitting on about $3 million in value with, you know, a couple hundred thousand out there, 500,000 working right now.
We crossed over the $1 million mark this week.
Wow.
So, and that's kind of what my goal has been to without a tremendous amount of effort and mm-hmm. always helping our members mm-hmm. Try to generate, I don't know, $1.2 million for ourselves in equity annually.
Yep. And I tell people it's pretty simple for us. I wanted to do $10,000 a deal profit and then two a week. That was what our goal was when we started Plum, and we're smoking that.
Not funny, I know.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, man, we need to slow down a little bit.
Exactly.
Take a break. So it's not all sunshine. No, one of the house deals we get hail in Texas, right? So we had a hailstorm come through Texas, and I have a house that's closing within, you know, a week. Hailstorm comes through, they send a roofer to check it out, needs a new roof now. You go, normally not a big deal, right? You go get insurance, call your insurance agent, and they tell you that they can't find the policy number because their agent that they let go didn't hit submit on your binder when you okayed everything. So for those listeners who think it's all sunshine and rainbows in the investment investment world, no, we have issues. We smile about it, we laugh about it, because we know we're just going to get past it anyways. We're going to take care of it and keep moving. So,
you know, the hailstorm hit all the land you guys own too, and it didn't matter.
Yeah, that's what Adam told me on our podcast this week. Yeah, he goes, you know what doesn't get a roof tore up? Land. So,
exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah, the land side of our business, we mailed seven counties this week. So a lot of fun there. So we'll see that start booming in a couple of weeks.
That's good.
Did you have any fantastic deals come in this week?
I had a bunch of small ones, and I'm happy with those. You know, I have a lot of those. I'm with you. It's buy for 15, sell for 50. You know, they're worth 70, 80. I like those. Those are easy and those are fine. I had one come in that I just redlined because the guy was a little too eager. He priced it. He negotiated. First of all, it was one of those we have to hurry deals because there's a tax situation going on. Well, that already bothers me. Yeah. And the hurry price is $650,000 because it's a whole section. And I'm like, all right. And he thinks it's worth 1.2. Well, I went looking for the comps and I found double that. I found a comp for 1,280 acres at 1.4 or 1.6. I'm like, all right, your numbers don't support what you think we could do. So that's two things. When you tell me to hurry, I'm not interested. Mm-hmm. And then I can find comps like in my 2-minute quick little, review. So now I went back and say, unless you can come up with some magic, we're probably not going to do this.
Yeah. We had a deal like that come up and it was a hurry up. We have some health issues. We need the cash. And the deal was brought to me to fund and it's in an area that I like to buy and I'm pretty familiar with the market and the price was just looked high. It looked out of the box. And then when I looked at it, people bought it for $8,000 in 2010, they're wanting $32,000. What's the manager offered? Yeah. And I was like, no. So this is a $10,000 property. It's going to sell for $32,000, but that's you feel bad for the health issues, but this is the best I can do.
And
this is
exactly right.
You know, our whole model was based on we self funded a certain amount of money, put it into a bank, new LLC in a bank account, and we're trying to
keeping it separate. It's
more than $1 million a year, and so.
That's what we're doing. It's the exact same thing we do.
We're not going nuts about it, you know?
Exactly. Yep. I really am. That's true. Like, my time is valuable. I want to pick, the solid deals and the nice thing is, well, here's a beautiful thing is if it doesn't work for me, that somebody will fund it like you, Justin, or Land Tank. I'm just putting, I'm helping everybody, I'm helping them out right away, telling them good or bad. Mm. And if it's a good one and I don't want it, get it on Land Tank and heck, I'll put it there for you. Like, right. My team will do that. So, because it will get funded and that's totally cool. Yeah. I've got something else even more excited. Should I tell Justin? You want to tell here what we're doing with the house thing?
Sure.
Okay.
Cool. So, I am flying with a cameraman on Tuesday to Scottsdale for the day.
Nice.
Yep. So, when this airs, it will have been less Tuesday, right? Anyway. Yeah. But
yes.
So I was already there. I'm already back.
I'm already back. So tell you about my trip.
Yes, it was great. The weather was gorgeous. So we're doing a house academy, right? Just ties into what you're talking about with deals and how great land is and the thing about house deals. So I'm going there because a thing that we did, one of our many mailers that we bought and sold a property, we bought it in March of 2018 for I think it was 302.
Yeah.
We sold it and it was March 9th because April 9th, exactly, the escrow opened to escrow close, 30 days in there. So we sold it in 5 days, but it took, 2.5 weeks to get escrow close. Anyway, for $330,000. So it was $28,000. We did nothing. Didn't even sweep the floor. I have all the photos. I still have the posting showing what we did. Well, on March 6th this year, it just got done. The renovation just got done. Because I sold it to a flipper.
Renovator.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm going there to interview her and stand there and walk through it. And that way I can show the before and the after and everything and hear her story about, what she went through to get this point. She's got on the market for five. So we sold her for $330,000. She's got on there for $535,000, something like that.
She'll make $100,000.
So yeah. But
it's taken a year.
That's the funny part that she's like, I talked to her and I said, hey, Maggie, I want to interview you. She's, you don't really want me to talk about all the problems I had, do you? And I'm like, no, that's not really what it's about. It's okay. Yeah. But I wanted to really just talk about, you know, how we found this deal for you.
Yeah.
You know, I did nothing. I made this much money. You're going to make this much money. And what a great, what a great relationship we have now.
Yep.
And now, and we can keep doing this again and again.
We're wholesale people. So that was my first response too, you know, yikes. But she's got 10 of them going at a time. Yeah. She's making $1 million a year.
Oh, exactly.
No, so, and she's using somebody she's else's happy. Money and the whole thing. Right. Yeah. Right. So that just wouldn't make sense to them.
It does.
And that, mm-hmm. that's just not what I want to do.
Exactly.
No, not what I want to do. I'm taking a break from that.
Right.
I'm getting away from that for a while.
Well, like you said, it's taken her a year. So like, I'm going to find out when I'm there and I interview like what really went down. Cause I do know that there was a contractor issue and people going dark and, you know, and it's just further why.
The house looks great though.
Oh, it looks gorgeous.
It's all staged.
Yeah. There's one down the street for $595 with a pool that's under contract.
Wow.
Right now.
These are houses that when I moved there in the early 90s, we were buying for $85,000 and selling them for $110,000.
Right. Wow.
It's just crazy. You're right. I think that's right. I think that one, I looked it up today, that $595 one, I have it on my computer right now. Mm-hmm. I think it sold for like $105 or $108 or something back in 99.
Right. I was doing that back then without any data, without any real... Just
use the tools.
Exactly. This is a natural progression.
And I had a real job and everything. It was pretty funny.
You know, land flipping, as you know, Justin, turns to house flipping. Now, imagine what you're doing right now. You just marked it up $30,000, Justin, and somebody else is dealing with a roof.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be better?
That's what we did, 21 of those last year.
There you go.
And so I had a couple houses brought to me this last week, and I said, yeah, if I can find a wholesale buyer, I'm not touching them.
There
Come
you
on,
go.
You know, yeah, nope, I'll wholesale it, but that's it.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'll make less and get
absolutely.
Out.
Way less.
And let somebody else deal with that. Totally. Mm-hmm. Like we still have one that we're dealing with right now. It's like, it's our own fault for trying. It's like, oh, it's perfect retail. It's our own fault. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not who we are, and I don't want to be that person.
Yeah.
So, whole different thing, and I wish them well.
That deal is, we're going to make a lot of money on that.
I know. Yeah.
And a partner on it's happy, so.
Yeah.
We made the right decision.
We did. It just takes longer. It's not my normal thing. You know, I'm like 30 days is my comfort zone.
Yeah.
Cash in, cash out, or less. Yep. If it's a great land deal, one day.
The thing with retail, too, is you don't have any control over it. With this wholesale, you can talk to people that renovate houses, and you have some control over who, you know, and you can sell them stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
Retail, you just like put it on the MLS and kind of wait.
The market dictates everything in retail.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Very true. So what's coming up this week for you?
Just finishing up the editing for our ebook we're about to drop. So it comes pretty quick. So that'll be fun. We're getting the title, the cover page done, and then it'll get syndicated. So it'll drop out through the different networks.
Are you just trying to get more people to do deals for Plum?
No, it's actually, it takes the COSL model, buying tax deed properties and selling them on eBay. We wrote it a while back, and it's called, the title's still working, but Land Investing for Coffee Money. And so how you can start your land investing business for $5 a day. So
that's great, man.
Yep. And then we talk about Parcel Fact using the day pass in there for $5. And then, you know, we mentioned y'all in there. So once it's final edit is done, I'll send you a copy pre-release so y'all can say okay or no if I need to pull your names out. But y'all are mentioned in there and Land Academy by name.
Yeah.
So, so we'll drop it onto with a digital marketing group that's going to list it on every medium that actually sells ebooks, and so then it'll be available there for a small fee. And then half of that we're going to donate to a home here, and it's called TK Ranch in Texas, and they help special needs adults live outside of their home and kind of work. So my grandmother founded it back in the 80s, and somebody else bought it and took and ran it when she passed away. So we like to send a little bit of money every now and again up there to them. It's our little give back.
Yep.
Awesome, man.
That's cool. Super cool. Good. I can't wait to read it.
Yeah, me too.
Good.
Yeah. I'll send our copy over today if you want. You can take a look at it.
Yeah. Awesome. I'd love that.
But,
well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 or 20 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time for another interesting episode.
And we answer questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Trying to keep you guys on track.
Oh,
well, we segue a lot.
Totally. So tell me again, how are Jessica and the kids?
they're doing good. Spring break, so they're at camp. Yay. The kids are at camp. They're at big kid camp. So they've got 5-year-olds to fifth graders with them. So they're just loving life. So they're getting to hang out with big kids and they're just telling us all kinds of stories. So
that's really cool. That's
great. Yeah. Yeah.
They're not coming home with any fifth grade bad habits.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, totally. Like, I have to deprogram them every day. Remember that. Yep. I'm not your friends.
I got to spank you. I got to spank. Yeah.
I'm really happy for you, Justin. I'm also really glad it's your turn and not mine.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I like coming to LA every few months so I can hang out and kind of get away from that for a little bit.
For work.
Yeah. Going for work. Do they know you're coming? They don't really know I'm coming. I just show up.
2 weeks from work.
Yeah.
Shows up at the front door and it's...
Double bag.
Just there. Hey guys,
disheveled hair in a bottle in a paper bag.
Yeah, like, I know you're there. I can see you inside.
Let me in. It's awesome.
This is exactly the type of nonsense that all of you on the internet are referring to.
Well, great. On that note, wherever you're listening or watching, I know you like it. Please rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property. All right, good. We're out.